This is the Q in Victoria, proud supporter of Victoria Whiskey Festival for this weekend. Ian Huey stops by. He's the organizer of Whiskey Festival. And, you know, you the year one or two, you had to stop by to pump up ticket sales. You don't have to do that anymore, Ian.
We certainly don't have to do that anymore, Ryan. In fact, we were sold out in 2 hours and 15 minutes for every event. There's a couple of stragglers around, but no, it works. Once again, I know you checked last year. We're on Craigslist and use Victoria for people looking for tickets, so that's a bit of a testament to where we are right now.
And a faux pas, somehow your cell phone got published, so you have people call and say, hey, Ian, any chance to get me in there for the consumer tasting? Not a chance.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
You brought a friend with you, somebody from a distillery.
I certainly did. This is young lady is Gillian McDonald. She is from Penderyn Distilleries in Cardiff, Wales, and she is got a great story about their whiskey.
And a great accent, too.
Well, I'm not overly Welsh. I do sound very English, unfortunately, but indeed, yeah. So I've come all the way from Penderyn, which is in the depths of Wales. So I flew in yesterday, and I'm obviously going to be... I'm doing a masterclass in the Victoria Whiskey Festival, and then obviously there for the consumer show as well. So, yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Well, a little bit about the history of the distillery you work for.
Yeah, well, we're the only distillery in Wales. We're the only ones in over 100 years. There used to be quite a big tradition of distilling in Wales, but that all sort of came to a halt many moons ago now, over 100 years. So our company was set up after a conversation in a pub, which is where many great conversations come about. And yes, yeah, so we've been going now, we're into our 10th year, and we only make a single malt whiskey. And we try to do things as different as possible. So we distill it in a different way to your typical Scotch or Irish whiskies. And it's got its own style, and it's incredibly easy, soft drinking whiskey. And, well, I think you've got a glass somewhere. You can have a...
Yeah, we'll just have a little bit here before we went on the radio, and yeah. How would you describe this single malt? How would you describe it?
Well, this one here is our flagship brand, which is the Madeira finish. So it's been matured in ex-bourbon casks before being finished in Madeira wine casks for 6 months. Generally speaking, Penderyn is very light in style whiskey. It's very easy to drink. This here should be reasonably fruity. You should pick up some caramel notes, some raisins. And it's exceptionally light and delicate as well. So it's bottled at 46%, which is quite a strength. Bit above your average for single malts, but generally speaking, it's an incredibly easy whiskey to drink.
Everybody in this room seems to be enjoying it, Ryan.
Chris Loran, the Q's roadie, is taking some pictures, probably for the Q's website or for Whiskey Fest website, and his pictures are getting blurried now.
He's shrugging his shoulders now. Everybody's. But we're pretty pleased this year, Ryan, is that Victoria and beyond have come. They're coming to the festival. We got people coming in from Chicago, from Toronto, just to enjoy the festival, which is pretty cool, and to support the tourism in Victoria, which we're ecstatic about. And on top of that, we're adding one new country this year. We're adding Australia. No, we're adding two. Australia is going to show, as well as the English Whiskey Company is coming as well. So we've added two new countries, and a new Japanese whiskey is going to be premiered as well for Canada at the festival. So we figure conservatively there'll be 140 whiskeys to taste on Saturday night.
Now, Gillian, had you been to Victoria before this? Is this your first time?
This is my first time, yeah.
Yeah. You just flew in for Whiskey Fest?
Yeah, just exactly for that event, yeah. So I'm here, I arrived yesterday, I'm here till next Tuesday.
So we have several coming in from overseas, from England, Wales, obviously, England and Scotland and Ireland. So we've got a pretty full slate of world-class professionals and distillers and a female distiller.
Is that unusual in the world of whiskey?
It's reasonably unusual. Generally speaking, it's mostly male-dominated environment, so it's quite unusual to have a female distiller. I mean, there's plenty of women involved in the industry. In fact, even since I've been in the industry, that number is increasing, which is fabulous to hear. So it's very much like sort of generally thought of as a male drink as well. So trying to reverse the cycle of that as well. Get a few more women involved.
Yeah. Well, at Whiskey Fest, as you know, Ian, the numbers of women to men, it's got to be about the same.
Well, when we started, I think the very first year, we had about 7 or 8 women. Yeah. And now we're probably at least 25%. And a lot of us are very firm believers that women can translate the taste to words better than men can when it comes to the intricacies of what the product that they're tasting is. I mean, they can say that it is chocolate, that it is dark chocolate opposed to milk chocolate, or. And in my opinion, they get it better and they get it more accurately and they get it quicker.
What did guys say? Smooth.
All depends how late in the evening it is.
Hey, we'll talk more about Victoria Whiskey Festival and how you can get a ride home from the Jazz Society and the Q's TLC Fun for Kids. More Whiskey Talk on the Q Afternoon Show. Hey, there's The Doors, Alabama Song Whiskey Bar. It's 2:41. This is The Q. We're talking with Ian Huey and his guest, Jillian McDonald. The Victoria Whiskey Festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hotel Grand Pacific. Ian, any space in the master classes?
Nothing, I'm afraid.
Nothing?
Nothing, Ryan. There is, it's just crazy. There's just nothing. I mean, we'd expect a few returns for people whose plans have changed, but maybe 2 or 3, and the turnaround on them was immediate, and it's just nobody's budging at all. And if they are giving them away, they're giving them away to friends and the like. So we're expecting an utter full house across the board for all 34 events.
Wow.
34 events, yeah, in 3 days or 4 days, actually.
Yeah.
It's a little frenetic right now, but we are organized. We're ready to go. We start tonight with a Jim Murray private tasting, and then 3 events tomorrow night, including something new we're trying, which is a Jim Murray face-to-face. Jim's the author of the Whiskey Bible. There'll 41 people in a room. They'll have a whole bunch of numbered whiskeys in front of them, and the 41 people decide which is the best whiskey that night by a vote. And we did a test run of it last year, and the rhetoric opposed to the good tasting of the whiskey was fabulous. I mean, it was crazy what people were saying about one another, not necessarily about the whiskey, as the evening progressed, suffice it to say.
Well, if you do have a little bit to drink, volunteers from the Jazz Society, the Victoria Jazz Society, and the Q will give you a ride home. I'm going to be a designated driver Saturday night. We'll drive you home from the consumer tasting event. And last year, you guys, with the Victoria Whiskey Festival, made it just a huge cash donation over to the Q's TLC Fund for Kids. So
yeah, we did, Ryan, and that's an important component of what happens here. This event is 100% for charity. There's not a cent taken by the organizers. Everything goes back, and the biggest buzz for us is when we come back here in February and hand over a check. That's what makes this festival happier for us. Yes, we really enjoy that part of it. And, of course, having new guests like Jillian come to our festival and maybe miss a couple of those other high-profile ones just to come to Victoria, which is cool.
What's the buzz, Jillian, about the Victoria Whiskey Festival?
Well, I mean, I've heard nothing but good reports about it generally. I mean, the organisation, I think, is done to an absolute T by all accounts. The atmosphere and the general experience that the public get, not only in the masterclasses, but also in the consumer event, is second to none, I think. And I think people really go away with a real insight into whiskey, and, you know, if they'll go away with more knowledge than they came through the door with, as well as a few more, a few more whiskies on their list to buy as well. So benefits all round, really.
Are you going to get lost this year, Ryan?
Oh, driving people home?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, unless I go to the Highlands.
And it's our Highlands. It's not the Highlands of Scotland.
Highland, yeah.
It's a great story. He didn't know where he was.
Yep, that's the Highlands. Jillian, we want to ask you about Prince Charles in a second here on the Q Afternoon Show and Victoria Whiskey Fest for this weekend. All right, a couple more minutes here talking about the Victoria Whiskey Festival, proudly supported by the Q and the Q's TLC Fund for Kids this weekend at the Hotel Grand Pacific. Sorry, tickets, you're out of luck unless you win the big package coming up. at 3:40, we'll give you a chance to stay in the hotel and go to the consumer tasting and a master class as well. You and a friend. Now, Penderin, I got the name right, Jillian?
Yeah, that's right.
I see on the website, Prince Charles. What's the connection there with the distillery and Prince Charles?
Yeah, well, he's a big fan of whiskey anyway, Prince Charles. But he came to open us at sort of when we first launched the whiskey back in 2004. So he came to do that on March the 1st, which is our national day in Wales, St. David's Day. So he came down originally to do that. And when we opened our visitor centre last year, he also came to officially open that as well. So he's a big fan of whiskies, but he's a big fan of Penderin as well. And there's rumour that he serves it to his guests at Highgrove, which is always good to know. Nice and, nice and exclusive.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Pretty impressive. But he's a big fan, and he's been a big supporter to us all the way through the, through the growing stages of the company. So, good guy to have on board.
Yeah. At the consumer tasting, there is food there because
yes,
the food goes with scotch.
Yeah, there you will leave with a new appreciation of whiskey, and the food is over the top. It's what the Hotel Grand Pacific does best, and great food there is. Can I just say, Ryan, before we go here, since day one, you guys have just been absolutely fantastic in supporting this event. And the lift that we get from what you guys do for us is not lost on us, believe me. So we're greatly appreciative of the fact that the Q stayed with us for 5 years. And now the feedback and the kind of the rating that we're getting around the world for this festival is part of, I think, what Victoria collectively does well. So we're very happy that you guys are still with us.
Hey, we love the event, and we thank you with the Q's TLC Fund for Kids, the support there. There's going to be a Q ice sculpture at the consumer tasting.
There is. It's going to have the big Q logo highlighted in yellow lights, tilted back, and there'll be chilled whiskey in the base of it. You'll be able to go to Rogers Chocolate and get some dark chocolate or orange peel chocolate, warm it up, and then you go over and see the roadie. Chris will be right there pouring chilled whiskey or room temperature if you're so inclined, and then you have a little sip of that with your chocolate and enjoy a new taste profile that you probably will be back for more.
Guaranteed.
Well, hey, welcome to town, Jillian. Enjoy Whiskey Fest here in Victoria.
Thank you very much.